This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Tournament coming soon. You can watch all of it here at Chickies and Pete's. Special menu. Find a location near you at ChickiesandPete's.com. I have noticed Fridays busy here at Chickies now that nobody works on Fridays anymore except for us. They hang out at Chickies.
Yep.
So love that. We're here every Friday all the way through until the Eagles start playing again. But it's almost time for the Phillies to start, and that makes this part of the program even more important.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Not much to report today from spring training. They did play, but it was like the eight. It's like the C lineup.
Okay.
But Chris Sanchez, again, 3 innings, 4 strikeouts.
There you go.
Flash the change up again. Cy Young odds have dropped from plus 5,000 to plus 2,500.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
So I know, real quick. So yesterday we talked about the Bryce Harper moving to first base thing, right? And we talked about
moving
to the outfield.
Potentially.
Which could open up a spot at first base for a guy like Vlad Guerrero Jr. Reported this morning, he went to the Blue Jays and asked for a 15-year, $600 million contract. He won't get that, but it's going to... I don't think he's going to get it. But it'll start with a 4. So
I think it's going to start with more than a 4.
Yeah. Really? Start with a 4.
Yeah.
Listen, he's good. I just start getting a little queasy.
He's 26?
Yes.
Vlad? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, start with at least a 5.
I think it ends up at a 5. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. And now that would be a monster signing. That's the kind of signing that you know, this offseason, the guys that were available, I mentioned Christian Walker, there's Pete Alonso, even you're talking Bregman at third. Keeping that salary clear for something like that, that's big. And by the way, you're not competing with the New York teams on that, because they both have first basemen at this point. So, I don't know. I mean, that's a...
Well, the Yankees are starting Goldschmidt there this year. They could be in it next
year.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
You're fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. But it's one to monitor. And it could affect what they do with Schwarber from extension candidate this spring training. I think they're talking to Schwarber about a contract extension. Don't seem like they are with JT, but Schwarber is the one to watch for like a Kyle Tucker and Vlad situation.
Yeah, I am in the they can't extend JT camp. Where are you?
No.
I'm leaning more no.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
no,
right?
Move on.
Yeah.
You gotta move on.
Get this core. Get some new players.
Yeah.
Good, just what Kyle Schwarber said in 1 second, but I thought it was interesting. J-Roll was on the Foul Territory show yesterday.
Yep.
And he had a little conversation with old Bryce Harper about this upcoming season.
I told the Bryce, I've told him plenty of times, if you don't want to hear about 08, go win it.
True.
Because I felt the same way. Like, I got tired of hearing about 1980. Like, that. I was born in 78. I don't want to hear about the guys that played in 80. I love them. I knew Mike Schmidt. I learned about Larry Boa. I was like, I have to go, you know, and that's who I was chasing. But in order for you to create your own legacy, go create it. If you don't want to hear about the 08 team, go win. They'll talk about you guys. And then you tell the next generation, if y'all don't want to hear about the 2025 Phillies, go win. And you start all over. So that's what was a driving factor for me. And I told Boa when he was my manager, we started at the vet. You know, they won it all in 80. They had the 78, 79, win in 80, lost in 83. But they were a team. And I told them, this is the house that you built. When they built that place next door, that's going to be the house that I built. And we got there. We create our own legacy in that building, and it's going to be here for a while now. So for the guys that come after, you can add to that legacy. You don't want them to talk about us, go win it. And I encourage them to do it all the time. Go win. Don't let them talk about us. You should be tired about it.
I like that.
That's why he's my favorite Philly.
I mean, I love that.
He told that to my other favorite Philly.
Bryce.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know, it makes me think of when the, because you talk about your teams all the time, which are great Eagles teams, but when the 17 team won, you guys got put a little bit more in the rear view.
Yes, sir.
And then now that the 24 team won, the 17 team goes a little bit more in the rear view, and then you guys go. So he's right. If you're sick of hearing about Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins and all the other greats, then go give us something else to focus on.
I completely agree with all that Jimmy said. And, you know, Bryce is the one who has to wear that, right? We know he can't win it by himself. We all understand that. Mm-hmm. But this is his legacy that's on the line. None of these other guys' legacy. Zach Wheeler's legacy isn't on the line. Kyle Schwarber's legacy isn't on the line. This is about Bryce Harper. This is Bryce Harper's team. This is his era of Phillies baseball. He's the catalyst for what we have here right now. We've given him all the credit for restoring the pride and the faith in the Phillies that we have in them right now. But along with that comes the responsibility of you're going to have to wear whatever this era of baseball turns out to be. And quite frankly, they're at a spot right now where you peaked early and now you're starting to fizzle out. And so unfortunately for them, it's not the opposite way where you build up to playing in the World Series, and you can, and we may say he finally got us to the World Series after X amount of years. Now it's like, because you got there so quickly and unexpectedly, it's we haven't won the World Series and we haven't been back since.
And you know,
like, and you've had enough talent to do it.
Well, and Nebraska talked the other day about how he was talking to the old one of the old Tigers, and the Tigers guy said to him, you know, Dave, this is the best run in Tigers history. And Dave said, well, it doesn't matter if we don't get a ring. We're not going to remember like 68. We're not going to remember like 84.
Right.
And that's where this thing, it's like, yeah, this is the third best run in Phillies history. I mean, it's 08, it's 80, and then it's this, which is sad because it's been around since 1883, but it is the third best run in the history of the franchise. But if it doesn't end in anything, it's just, it's kind of where it's been.
And the thing about Bryce is already one of the greatest Phillies ever, and he's already beloved.
Yep.
If Bryce wins a World Series here, Bryce will be beloved in a way that is of the elite, elite, elite in Philadelphia sports history.
Yeah.
He chose here. He committed to here. He has repeatedly proven and said that he wants to be here.
Yeah.
And not only to come here and win, which is great, but to come here, bring the team back to, you know, relevance and get there and get beat down and then actually get it. I think the journey would be something that we all valued, you know, and I think he would really put himself an all-time Philadelphia athlete, like Mount Rushmore level Philadelphia athlete.
Yeah, believe me, they win the World Series with Bryce here. Yeah, we gonna party like it's 1999.
Can I tell you the other thing?
Yeah, we gonna party like never before.
All of a sudden, the Schmidt stuff. Look, I think Schmidt is the greatest Philly of all time.
Sure.
But all of a sudden, he's there with Schmidt. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's
no
not,
doubt about it.
He's not there
well,
with
he's
Schmidt.
Well, he's more
now.
Beloved than Schmidt. He's just
oh,
not, a better,
close.
Not a better player.
Not a better player, and hasn't won.
Yes, and hasn't won.
But if he wins, and look, Mike Schmidt is the greatest Philly of all time, the greatest third baseman of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryce is up there with Mike Schmidt if they win the World Series.
Yep. God, if he has a 1980 Schmidt season where Schmidt won the MVP and World Series MVP, that's the dream.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
I I don't begrudge the 17 team winning the Super Bowl or this past year's team winning the Super Bowl. But I'm not Donovan McNabb. I'm not Brian Westbrook. I'm not Brian Dawkins, right? I'm not those great players where a championship gets attached to my name, right? And so I feel bad for my teammates who were great players and should be viewed a certain way. And had we won a Super Bowl, they would be viewed a certain way. Now, Brian's talent superseded all that, and he's a Hall of Fame player, and I get that. But that winning the Super Bowl could have changed what Donovan could have been. Maybe he is closer to being a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? Right. So that's what winning that game does for you. And as much as we may feel like we've had something to do with the foundation of what the Eagles are, because we were there at the beginning, we are arguably, until this team just won, because I put this team over us, we are arguably the best team in franchise that didn't win.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the 91 Eagles were there, but their offense was different.
Your team was better.
Yeah,
than team.
Right? Yeah. So, like, we're the team that becomes known for not getting it done when a lesser team, no offense to 17, they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
They won it, and we didn't win it.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
And so this team went out and won it. And listen, I like I said, I give them nod over us. They were just a stacked roster with great players. But now our era of Eagles football, as fond as some people may think back on it, it still has that cloud of, but they didn't win it. They didn't win the big game that hangs over them. And that's what Bryce would have hanging over him.
And the last thing on Bryce is that I want it for him.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes. I know I'm hard on him sometimes. He's a great player. And sitting there, you know, we've interviewed him three times. I've been there twice, you know, in person. One time I was on the phone.
Yep.
Like, you can just...
Yeah, we've interviewed him six.
Yes, I know. I wasn't there.
Okay.
I'm just saying, in my time talking with him, he...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He wants it badly. Like, he cares a great deal. He, and I make fun of the pandering thing, and I will continue to do it. But even that is, all of that is meaningful.
Beats what Schmidt did.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, it does. It does. And
easy over there.
Sorry, there's an opening.
Well, I mean, that's why people feel differently about Bryce than they felt about Schmidt. Yep. And I think his his commitment to the organization, his commitment to being great. He does care a great deal, and he has performed in the playoffs.
Yep.
And I want it for him, and I hope – I know he shoulders that responsibility, even though he knows at his core he can't do everything himself. But I want it for him. I think it would be a great moment for him, not just for him as a Philly, him as a his career.
Yeah,
sure.
He doesn't have
one. It's the perfect cherry on top for what's been a pretty charmed career. 16 years old, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He goes to he graduates high school early to be the number one pick in the draft. Like, it just – it's such a cherry on top. He's a Hall of Famer. We know that. But it's a it puts him in a different stratosphere.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Final thing here, Kyle Schwarber this morning, a guest on the morning show, gave an interesting answer about, you know, the camera asked him, seems like you guys are struggling with trying to put into what this season means or what your message is to the fan base. Last year was very clear. We want to get off hot to a hot start. We want to win the division. Like, what's the internal message this year in a way? And here's what Kyle Schwarber said.
The goals every year, right, is to hold a trophy up. I don't care who you are. You know, it doesn't matter if you haven't been in the postseason for 10 years, if you haven't won a World Series in 108 years, your goal is to hold up a trophy. You know, pretty much throughout my career, I've been in the playoffs every single year except one. Been in two World Series.
Yep.
So it's a hard thing to do. Don't get me wrong. I've been on a lot of great teams, and this is by far one of the best teams I've been on throughout the last, you know, going on 4 years. It just shows you in our game, this is zero excuses by any means about that, because at the end of the day, we fell short. And we fell short in 22. We fell short in 23. We fell short last year. And that's how we feel.
The one thing...
That's why you got to resign him.
Yes. Well, the one thing that they all have expressed, and they're not beating their chests over it, I can tell they just know, they do believe they are good enough, I think. I think they look at the roster and they are almost insulted by the idea of adding to them or that they're this might be the end of the run, and they're not. Last year I think they were more vocal about what they needed to do.
Right.
This year it seems like every time we question them, Trey said it, Bryce said it, and now Schwarber said it. You could see it even Boa. I think he's like, no, we have the players, we're good enough. Like, we're good enough, we just have to get it done. And I think it's meaningful that Schwarber says, this is one of the best teams I've ever been on. Because he's been on a lot of really good teams. So
he's won a title.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The one thing that they're doing that is bothering me, though, is the whole just getting hot at the right time mentality.
Yep.
And my issue with it is first off, what does that even mean? You know, like, I understand theoretically what it means, but rather than just say, like, kind of throwing your hands up and saying, well, I hope we're playing well at the right time, I would like to hear a little more, like, we're going to start, like, if we're going through it, we're going to grind out at bats. We're going to do little things better. We're going to play a winning style of baseball. Because I think what frustrates people is that when they go cold, it's just the chasing and it's the strikeouts and finding a way out of that rather than, yeah, well, listen, we're not playing well right now. There's been a lot of, yeah, listen, I just hope we're playing well at the right time.
Right.
For me.
You can't just decide to do that,
exactly.
Or everyone would decide to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've said this before. When they're going through a tough time, they are trying to get hot. They're not trying to get through the tough time. And that's a different thing. You can see them up there just trying to light the fire. And you go back to the Mets series, when Schwarber hit that home run, I think, to lead off the series, I think they all thought, ah, okay, we're back.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And then when they weren't back, they didn't know what to do.
Well, when they get in that mode, they all try to do way too much.
Yeah.
They try to do way too much.
They try to hit five-run home runs.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, the one thing you need the Eagles to do next week. VP, you're on WIP. What's up, VP?
Happy Friday, everybody.
VP.
So I'm going to do something that I rarely do, and that is I'm going to agree with Jack.
Whoa! Oh. Hit the breaking news sounder.
I think that Stoutland is a genius on the O-line, and while I don't want to lose Mekhi Becton, I think that is adaptable. But I very much enjoyed last season having corners where I didn't have to worry about the long play down the field. I didn't have to worry about, you know, Patrick Mahomes or anyone coming out with a 50-yard pass. And I don't want to lose that. And I know Elliot, which we'll talk about him in a second, but I know Elliot thinks that, that we have some people on the team that can fill that spot, and maybe that's true. But until I know that's true, that's my biggest fear.
I think corner's fair.
Yeah.
It is.
And I'm not sure. They may go with the Isaiah Rogers, Kelee Ringo sort of combination. I'm familiar with the names. I'm not sure how I feel they would hold up for 17 weeks out there.
And remember, we already had them last year, but with another really good guy.
Yeah.
So there's still a guy short, I think. And then, you know, Ken said this, and I actually don't agree with it. I would rather lean on the pressure to make the corners better than the corners really good to help you get to the... Because you give a good quarterback time, he's going to find something.
Yep.
The key is, and we saw this with Mahomes, he didn't have time.
Yep.
He didn't have time. He was running for his life the entire game. There's no quarterback who's good. I always remember growing up, and it finally hit me one day. They would say on TV, well, if you know, this quarterback's good, but if you hit him early, he's not quite as good. Just like every quarterback who's ever played.
You got to get him off his spot.
Yeah, right. If they're getting hit early, none of them are good. You know, some of them are better than others, but none of them are good. But I don't buy the Isaiah Rogers, Kelee Ringo thing either. I think no matter whether it's the first thing they do or not, I think they need a, I don't know if they need an all-pro level guy in there, but they need a real guy in there.
Completely. And Elliot's comment about, you know, would we take the fourth overall pick and short term it would be a step back from being a Super Bowl team. I am not ready to take a step back from being a Super Bowl team. You know, maybe in a few years, maybe if we show that we can't carry this momentum forward, I'll talk about that. But I'm not there today. I'm not giving up any of our major weapons today for future possibilities.
Yeah, do you know how much pressure that puts on Jalen? You take A.J. Brown away.
Well, that's not, wasn't it?
The elite QB?
Well, yeah, seriously. Yeah, hey, listen, even elite QBs need weapons.
Well,
they can't throw the ball to themselves.
Let's say they sign, they have Devontae. Let's say they sign Darius Slayton, and you have a real, real good otherwise.
Darius Slayton from the Giants?
Yes, good player.
Sucks.
Who'd you rather have, Darius Slay or Darius Slay?
I'd rather have Darius Slay.
He's a good. I'm just saying there would be another receiver in there.
But it's not AJ Brown.
No, it's not AJ. All right, go ahead.
And we're probably going to lose Goddard, as we've been talking about. So now that's another target gone. So there's no way in my mind. Also, one really quick thing. I know you're going to ask me my villain.
Yeah.
I'm in Philly right now because I'm going to a sports card show tomorrow where a bunch of the Eagles are going to be, and both CJ, GJ, and Slay are going to be there tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Don't
know really?
They're going to be there at the same time because I don't have the schedule in front of me. I've been driving. But they're going to be there.
Do me a favor, VP. Get something signed by one of them and then ask the other one to sign the same thing.
I'm pretty sure it's sold out, so I'm not sure that I can do that, but I'll give it my best shot.
Okay.
And if they interact, I need it on video.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, somebody will have it on video.
Yes, I think there'll be no shortage of that.
Maybe like LeBron and Stephen A. last night.
Oh, yeah. Loserville, USA. Your goat over there, Jack. Hey, VP, give us a bad guy or bad girl that you cheer for.
So I'm a little bit nerdy. I think you guys know that. And
yep.
The first thing that came to mind when you asked this question was Snape from the Harry Potter movies.
Oh my God, you losers!
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I don't even know who that is.
I can't do it with the Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons stuff.
Can we all grow up? Lord of the Rings is goated. Harry Potter is too scary.
They're the same. Harry Potter is too scary. I know a lot of people will agree with you, VP. It's just we're not Harry Potter.
I can't even judge,
Yeah, I guess that's a good answer. All right, On the Record Friday. It's a WIP afternoon show. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.